Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Removing barriers. College rolls out OC Promise Program by Ruth Campbell. With a band and dancers and plenty of enthusiasm, Odessa College kicked off the OC Promise Program Tuesday in the main gym of the Sports Center. The program is designed to ensure that a college education becomes a reality for students and that funding is not a barrier for those who chose OC. The program is designed to ensure that a college education is a reality and funding is not a barrier for students who choose Odessa College. Inaugural class of the OC Promise Program will be the high school graduating classes of 2014 throughout the Odessa College service area. There were about 1,000 people in attendance, including about 170 sophomores. The student bodies of Odessa Career and Technical Early College High School, OTEX, and Odessa Collegiate Academy, OCA, were on hand. Speakers included OC President Gregory Williams, Ector County ISD Superintendent Scott Murray, and Rosalyn Rose Acuna, a 17-year-old student at Odessa Collegiate Academy and future UTPB student on the Falcon Free Scholarship. Also, Andrews ISD Superintendent Bobby Azam, University of Texas Permian Basin President Sandra Woolley, Adrian Vega, Executive Director of the Education Partnership of the Permian Basin, and Odessa Chamber of Commerce President CEO Renee Earls. Representative Brooks Landgraf from Odessa was also in attendance. Vega asked everyone in the audience to pledge that they would stay the course, do the best they could, complete their education, and help their community. Earls noted that it was not too long ago that Odessan Ray Perryman, president and CEO of the Perryman Group, said, "We will need at least 50,000 more skilled and educated employees by 2050. That's less than 30 years. In less than three decades, we will need an additional 50,000 employees to fill jobs that we have here in Odessa and the Permian Basin. And with the Odessa College Promise, we are one step closer to having those skilled and educated employees," Earls said. She added that Odessa has many companies considering coming to town. "We've had commitments from companies coming here. We have current companies who need employees today, but we have other companies who are coming to our area that need tens of thousands of employees. Those employees need to have skills. They need to have knowledge, and they need some type of degree post-high school," Earls said. "When companies come to look at Odessa to see if they want to move here, they ask several questions, one of which is about education and what's offered, not only through the local school districts in the region, but through the community college and UTPB," she said. "We are proud to say that we have first-class institutions here, and now, as several of the speakers have said, money is now not an excuse. There is really no excuse not to get a college degree," Earls said. Acuna, an Odessa Collegiate Academy student, says she thinks OC Promise is a great program. "I believe everyone should have a chance to get a free education just as myself. There shouldn't be the barrier of having money issues, of not being able to go to college. Everyone should want to join college, Acuna said. Jerry Holton, a 16-year-old OCA student, said he hopes to utilize the program when he goes to college. I think it's a very generous opportunity, Holton said. He added that he thinks it will encourage more students to go to college. OC Vice President for Academic Partnerships, Jonathan Fuentes, said the college is incredibly grateful and excited about the support they have received in rolling out the OC Promise program. We know that if we are going to move the needle on educational attainment and on the needs that we have for industry, we know that it's going to take the whole region working together. And we know that we're going to remove the cost as the barrier for so many students across the region, Fuentes said. Fuentes added that they thought it was really important to get rid of the number one barrier of money. Quick hits. Early voting. Ector County's early voting scheduled for May 24th for the general joint primary runoff election. The following locations will be open during early voting through Friday. Ector County Courthouse, branch locations at Kellis Turner Community Building, MCM Elegante, the Globe Theater, and Salinas Community Building. Election Day is May 24th. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., For more information, call 432-498-4030. Downtown Dash. Medical Center Health System has scheduled the Downtown Dash Friday with registration starting at 6 p.m. and the 5K Fun Run Walk to benefit MCH Foundation starting at 7 p.m. at 3rd and Allegheny. Moonlight Market. Medical Center's Hospital Moonlight Market is a farmer's market under the stars. Fresh, locally grown produce and local products from the Permian Basin starts at 6 p.m. Friday in the parking lots at MCH with live music, food trucks, and fresh baked breads and pastas, along with jams, jellies, and salsa. Local craft and artisan vendors and produce. The Moonlight Market at MCH is a family and pet-friendly market with a goal to promote health and wellness. The market supports our local farmers, agriculture, and our economy. The market also educates our community of benefits of eating healthy and healthy living. Free Healthcare Workers Seminar. Permian Basin Area Healthcare Education Center at Midland College are offering a free seminar. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything is fine. The need for recovery among healthcare workers. From 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. today at Midland College main campus. F. Marie Hall, Academic Building, Room 101, Midland. Building a Strong Summer Body by Taylor Sutton, MSRD. The more we take care of our bodies from a younger age, the better we are as we get older generally. Now, that's not to say you're out of luck if you start now and you're past the age of 30. We say this because adults will start losing a small amount of muscle mass at the age of 30 and beyond, and there the work really begins. Anytime you can start taking care of your body and create consistency is the perfect time. This shouldn't come as a surprise since the research surrounding a more mindful and health focused lifestyles tend to prove better health outcomes. With that in mind, let's talk about how to start creating or refine a strong body at any stage of life, and really any time of year. exercise and nutrition support healthy bones, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. Did you know that up to 90% of peak bone mass is obtained by 18 to 20 years of age? Once we reach our late 20s, the skeleton can no longer get stronger, as those bones seal off. Nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, protein, magnesium, vitamin K, and other nutrients help support good bone health. Muscle is also built through a combination of exercise and good nutrition. Protein is paramount for muscle growth and maintenance, but not all proteins are created equally. High-quality protein-rich foods and ingredients include foods like meat, dairy, eggs, soy, and the list goes on. With this information in mind, there can be multiple different health messages circling around building a lean summer body or lean out by summer, and the list will go on. So let's reframe how and where to start building a better body structure with two core things. Calcium and vitamin D are typically paired together, and for good reason. While you can find these foods individually, they are strongest when paired together because of how they are better absorbed. A few of those roles these two play are reducing inflammation, aiding in cell growth, aiding in neuromuscular and immune function, glucose metabolism, and bone growth and remodeling. Without vitamin D, bones would be brittle and may lead to potential negative health problems. Some possible food options to include in your diet might be things like kefir, Greek yogurt, and ultra-filtered milk. Since the bones are no longer able to absorb these nutrients, it's important to curate a diet that includes these foods so that they can be circulating in the body and be put to good use. Protein is one of the essential building blocks for our entire being. Whether it is coming from an animal or plant-based source, the body always appreciates the intake. Now, while animal sources are the best source of protein, the plant-based protein does also play an important part. Protein has so many different jobs: build and repair muscles and bones, maintain proper pH, balances fluid, bolsters up the immune health, makes hormones and enzymes, and so much more. These two things, along with many other things, are critical for success in setting up your summer body, but for a lifetime. The foundations of these things are key, and by moving and growing forward, not only are you setting up your general health, but you are taking the steps to heal where you're currently at for a better future. Recipe for protein-packed elote pasta. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce bonza shells, 1 15-ounce can no salt added corn, 1 small avocado, 2 limes juiced and zested, 1/3 cup plain non-fat Greek yogurt, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, 1/2 tablespoon paprika, 1/4 bunch cilantro, 1/4 cup cotija cheese, salt and pepper as desired. Directions: boil pasta for 1 minute less than package instructions. In a medium bowl, mash avocado. Mince cilantro. Add lime juice and zest, and Greek yogurt, chili powder, paprika, and cilantro, leaving a little for the topping. Add corn and pasta and gently toss to combine. Top with leftover cilantro and cotija cheese. OHS celebrates Avid Revalidation by OA News. Odessa High School has been revalidated as a national AVID demonstration site, and teachers, counselors, students, administrators, and district officials celebrated the occasion Tuesday at the OHS Performing Arts Center. AVID and post-secondary district director Amy Anderson said very few people know the amount of work it takes to reach this milestone. Anderson noted that the process to revalidate was virtual because of COVID. AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. Its website says its mission is to close the opportunity gap by preparing all students for college readiness and success in a global society. It also teaches students note-taking, time management, and organization, among other skills. Anderson said OHS AVID Director Naomi Fuentes worked from last summer through the year and had to try several times before national AVID officials gave their approval, partly because they couldn't sense the cultural virtually. Anderson said Fuentes and her team worked their magic, and AVID said it was the best ever. Anyone who's been doing this, we are one of the very few in the entire nation that accomplished it. And of those very few, y'all are the very best, Anderson said. OHS Principal Mauricio Marquez said a lot of people don't understand all the hard work that goes on to reach revalidation. He added that people from AVID didn't go to the school, didn't visit classrooms, didn't walk the hallways. They evaluated revalidation virtually. CBS 7 anchor Matthew Alvarez, an OHS graduate and former AVID student, said this is a really big accomplishment. He noted that the process is incredibly rigorous. He got the chance to see the process in action when OHS first became a national demonstration site, and that process was incredibly difficult, Alvarez said. He added that he couldn't imagine having to navigate the process during the pandemic. Anderson said the revitalization is amazing. They actually had the choice, even after AVID Center, to not push through and revalidate just because of all the extra challenges and barriers that validating virtually presents. But they let nothing stand in their way. They're like, no, you tell us the barriers that need to be broken down, and we'll break those down. I think that it speaks highly of the leadership, the teachers, and the students that they are persistent, resilient, and demand excellence, Anderson said. She added that there are about 500 AVID students in 9th through 12th grade. Without AVID, some of the students would fall through the cracks. Oftentimes, when you hear from our business community, is that all of our students have these degrees, but they don't have the skills that go with that or from our colleges. Yes, they meet all the requirements to get into our school, but they don't have the skills to persist and achieve. So that's what AVID does, Anderson said. AVID gives them that balance of supporting the academic rigor that they need to achieve, as well as developing the skills that they need, such as organization, persistence, and grit. What do I do when I fail, just to really develop that? Growth mindset or innovation mindset, she added. Fuentes said the revalidation means the work they do at OHS has been acknowledged. Alexa Soto, a 16-year-old sophomore, and 17-year-old junior Elizabeth Terran are both in the AVID program and echo what Alvarez said. I think it has really impacted my life, and I think that keeping me organized and sharing different ideas and doing different structures has really helped me open my voice to the world. We used to do a lot of speeches and projects, and it really helps me be able to speak to more than a classroom, Soto said. Terran said AVID also has had a big impact on her because now she gets to volunteer and meet a lot of people. I used to be a very shy girl, but now I am open-minded about a lot of things, and like what she said about organization, AVID organizes me for college. It prepares you for a lot of things. With volunteer hours, you've helped more people than you think you do. We get to learn about different things, and it's just an amazing experience that we've had, Terran added. Last article from the front page, Regional Champ Goes for Nationals by Ruth Campbell. Perennial regional spelling bee champion Sajay Savakumar is hoping that the third time is the charm for a victory in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Set for May 31st through June 2nd, the bee is in Washington, D.C. Savakumar, an eighth grader at Bowie Middle School, qualified last year, but it was virtual due to COVID. The winning word this year at the Regional Bee was ad hominem. Joining Savakumar this year is his sister, Sharia, an 11-year-old fifth grader who attends Carver Central in Midland. Even I'm really excited because we didn't expect her to win at all. She was just competing for fun, and now she won, and history is literally in the making right now, Savakumar said. For the Regional Bee, he mainly used a list provided by Scripps, but for Nationals, he's using online resources and studying language patterns. He said he has used this method before. It's mainly the same preparation, but just with more rigor, he says. Savakumar said his father quizzes him a lot, and he also has a coach, Scott Reamer, who has been helping him the last 2 years. It's pretty rigorous, to be honest, he added. This is Savakumar's last year of eligibility. That's why I'm preparing really hard, and I'm hoping it goes extremely well this year, Savakumar said. He added that the experience is something you can hang on to for the rest of your life. You just develop basic mechanics of English and also learn a lot of new words to expand your vocabulary, not only on the linguistic side of the spelling bee, but you also develop a great work ethic. And to be honest, I've never worked hard for something my whole life, and just the spelling bee has taught me what the true meaning of hard work is, Savakumar said. Having his sister competing will make things a little less nerve-wracking. It's nice knowing that there's two of us in there, and I'm really pulling for her and hoping she does well also, Savakumar said. His father is a procurement manager for an oil company, and his mother is a compliance officer for a bank. Savakumar said Bowie has encouraged him, and they always want him to do well. I'd just like to thank ECISD for sponsoring the regionals and my school for sponsoring the school spelling bee. I've received a lot of support from the community of Odessa and in even Midland now, he added. Idea Public Schools to Celebrate Reading Challenge by OA News. Idea Travis and Idea UConn campuses will come together to celebrate their Royal Readers at the close of a region-wide hashtag miles on dash the page challenge. IDEA Permian Basin will host a Royal Readers Luncheon with featured guest author Mary Mancusi and award the top scholars with the most words read, including a sixth grader, Robert Riley, who has read over 4 million words. The event is from 10:45 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Wednesday at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center in Midland. Programming with guest author will begin at 11:15 a.m. 80 students from IDEA Travis and 19 students from IDEA Yukon will be celebrated at the Royal Reader Luncheon. The goal of the hashtag Miles on the Page Challenge was to dramatically increase the volume of reading for students at school and at home. According to the Scholastic EDU, the amount of time students spend in independent reading outside of school was the best predictor of reading achievement. The Royal Reader title is earned by elementary students reading at least 1 million words or middle schoolers reading at least 2 million words. Students who receive this recognition will be treated like royalty by traveling in a limo from their schools to the luncheon venue while dressed in their royalty best. Former Emmy award-winning TV producer turned full-time author, Mancusi, will share the students one of her latest book series, The Camelot Code. Each royal reader will receive a copy of both books, The Once and Future Geek and The Geeks and the Holy Grail, to take home with them. Obituaries. Lori Diane Dixon Courtney, Odessa. Lori Diane Dixon Courtney was born May 8, 1963, to W.C. and Ginger Dixon. She left this earth on May 9th in a tragic accident with her brother, Billy Dixon. Preceding her in death, her grandparents, their mother, Ginger Dixon, and brothers, Jerry and Ricky Dixon. She is survived by her father, W.C. Dixon, and stepmom, Becky of Holly Lake Ranch, stepsister, Chris Huff of San Angelo, Texas, sister-in-law Pam Dixon of Las Cruces, New Mexico, sister-in-law Janice Turner of Odessa, 8 nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held for Lori and Billy on Saturday, May 21st at 1 p.m. at Faith Community Baptist Church, 9902 West University Boulevard in Odessa. In lieu of flowers, please make a donation to the church in her name. Richard Eugene Swain, Karnak. Richard Eugene Swain went to be with our Heavenly Father Friday, May 6. He passed away at his residence in Karnak, Texas. Richard was born December 1, 1953, to the late Bob Swain and Geraldine Stach in Midland. Richard is preceded in death by his parents, Bob Swain and Geraldine Stach, brother Mark Smith, former wife and cherished friend Janice Swain. Those left to cherish his memory are his sons, John Swain of Bastrop, Sam Swain and wife Cassandra of Burleson, brother J.B. Swain of Maybank, Texas, nephew Greg Swain of Kemp, Texas, and 7 grandchildren. A memorial service will be held at Rest Haven Funeral Home in Memorial Park in Lubbock, Saturday, January 11th at 10 a.m., followed by a cremation burial service at Rest Haven Cemetery.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.